This is Akashvani. In the program Spotlight, now we bring you a discussion on inauguration and laying foundation stone of various development projects in Madhya Pradesh. The participants are Vinay Kumar, political analyst, and Arjun Chaudhary, anchor.
I'm joined by Sri Vinay Kumar ji, and today we would be discussing about the foundation stone being laid and the inauguration of multiple projects in the Bundelkhand region by our Honorable Prime Minister of India, Sri Narendra Modi. This would also be commemorating the 100th birth anniversary of Sri Atal Bihari Vajpayee, the late Honorable Prime Minister of India. Vinay Kumarji, a warm welcome to you on the discussion today.
Thank you, Arjun.
Vinay Kumarji, we'll begin by understanding that the projects for which the foundation stone is being laid and it's being inaugurated, the Ken-Betwa River Linking Project under the NPP has gained a lot of attention, especially in terms of its funding and its benefits to the people of Bundelkhand. The coordination between the states of Uttar Pradesh and Madhya Pradesh being a key feature of this development project as well. We'll also be discussing about the development projects in Khajuraho and the Omkareshwar Floating Solar Project in Khandwa District, Madhya Pradesh, which is part of the net zero carbon emissions target of 2070 of the Government of India, and the 1153, the Atal Gram Suhasan Buildings Project, for which the foundation stone is also being laid. So Vinay Kumarji, will begin by understanding the Ken-Betwa River Linking Project, for which the benefits are many, starting with the provision of clean drinking water, the 100 gigawatt hydropower, green energy, employment benefits to the people of the rural economy. What has led to this? Could you take us back to 2002 under the chairmanship of Suresh Prabhuji and of course a dream of our Honorable late Prime Minister of India, Shri Atal Bihari Vajpayee?
This project was conceptualized and dreamt of by former Prime Minister Atal Bihari Vajpayee. When in 2002 there were famine-like conditions in Madhya Pradesh area, Bundelkhand. So Atalji thought that if there is a technique or there is a provision of or there is a possibility of linking two small rivers like Ken and Betwa which pass through Panna Tiger Reserve, that rich wildlife area in Madhya Pradesh, and Bundelkhand region also falls there, which is very water deprived and which lags far behind in development indices as compared to other districts in Madhya Pradesh and the neighboring Uttar Pradesh. So this thought led to a task force, formation of a task force, which was led by Sri Suresh Prabhu at that time. And then after that, the governments changed and this national interlinking of river project, so as to say, fell on the back burner. So it was revived and feasibility studies were undertaken and all the legal hurdles as involving the two states, Uttar Pradesh and Madhya Pradesh, those are sorted out. I think among all the projects on which Prime Minister Modi laid foundation stones today, the most important, I think, is the Ken-Betwa interlinking river project, which also involves construction of Daudhan Dam and bringing water from one parched area to the another and benefiting farmers to a large number of farmers and bringing even drinking water facilities to the villages, a large number of them. The project aims to irrigate nearly 8.11 lakh hectares across 10 districts of Madhya Pradesh, which include Chhatarpur, Panna and Tikamgarh, and stabilize irrigation for an additional 1.92 lakh hectares in Uttar Pradesh. So I think in terms of benefits to the common people, to the villagers and to the farmers, this is a far, far more important and significant project, which will be the first river link project, Ken-Betwa, if it comes through in time, and it will involve an expenditure of nearly 44,000 crores. So it's a mega project, I will say. And if India succeeds in this and the government succeeds, both UP and Madhya Pradesh governments, they coordinate in a smoother manner, in a much, much better way, I think the common people in these villages and districts stand to benefit in hugely in terms of their livelihood, in terms of availability of employment, job opportunities, and as well as their living standards.
We're also talking about the construction of a canal, which is more than 200 kilometers long. You're talking about overcoming challenges like land acquisition, deforestation, environmental concerns, and then rolling out a reveling project like this, which will benefit all stakeholders to it as well. The project cost has been 44,605 crore rupees. What kind of an example do you see it setting for other parts of the country where there are disputes also with the Supreme Court is overseeing through the water commissions?
Even Prime Minister Modi mentioned in his speech in Khajuraho that for the past 7 decades after independence, it is very unfortunate that many states continue to have disputes relating to water sharing and sharing of river waters. One example which comes to mind is Kaveri between Karnataka and Tamil Nadu. And Prime Minister also pointed out that the water security is a very burning issue. And United Nations also in its several reports over the past so many years has underlined the importance of conservation of water. And several UN reports have also pointed out that the next war could be over water because water has become very scarce. It's a very scarce resource. So we have to conserve it and take it, the water flow from one place to another where there is scarcity of water, where there is no irrigation facilities. How will people do their farming? And leave aside farming, there is no safe drinking water available. And if you see in Madhya Pradesh, in many belts, the groundwater level has gone down up to 400 feet, 500 feet. It is not possible for motors and pipelines to pump out water from such great depths. So it makes a lot of sense to have these two tributaries of Yamuna being interlinked and taking the water supply through canals, through tunnels from one place to another. And we have seen one example of Narmada Canal in Gujarat, which Prime Minister Modi also made a mention in his speech that he comes from a state, Gujarat, which is water scarcity, where people have experienced Sardar Sarovar project, which faced a lot of delay and a lot of protests. But Narmada Canal has changed the lives of people in Gujarat, in Saurashtra region, which is parched, and in Rajasthan also. So in the similar manner, Uttar Pradesh and the neighboring Madhya Pradesh, the much larger part will be in Madhya Pradesh of this project. But people of Uttar Pradesh also stand to gain in the Bundelkhand region in Madhya Pradesh.
Vinay Kumar ji, there's also the twin benefit, apart from water security, which is hydropower, and 100 megawatt is estimated to be generated through this dam and canal system that the government has built through this link project. And of course, we'll discuss about the solar floating power project as well. What are the challenges you see when it comes to a mega project like this, where you're interlinking while at the same time you're drawing power as well?
And the challenges are mainly when such a mega project is, the government has visions of this, the implementation and the execution in a time-bound manner, it becomes a challenge. Then, as you said, the terrain itself is a challenge. You know, Panna Tiger Reserve, where we now have 90 tigers at a time when there were tigers in Panna Tiger Reserve. So Madhya Pradesh can boast of a rich wildlife. So those are the challenges which I think Ken Betwa interlinking project has taken care of, how to take the project through Panna forests and without disturbing the wildlife, and also making water available to the animals inhabiting this Panna forest. So all those concerns I think have been taken care of. The huge challenge remains tunneling in the mountainous region and of course taking the canals from 212 kilometers long.
I would like to draw your attention now to the Omkareshwar floating solar project in Khandwa district of Madhya Pradesh, which the Honorable Prime Minister of India, Shri Narendra Modi, has also inaugurated. Could you tell us something about water conservation by reducing water evaporation as well, which is part of this floating solar power project? And of course, you're drawing power not only from moving water, but also from the sun.
That is what PM Modi pointed out in his remarks when he said that this is the country's first such project, Omkareshwar Floating Solar Project, OFSP, which will take the, in the second phase, it will have, the first phase is already there, and the second phase will have 240 megawatt production. We all know that hydro energy and the solar energy, solar power, both these sources provide us clean power from these sources. So this is the first such floating solar project, and India is the being in the lead of International Solar Alliance. So the stress is on, as you said, reducing that carbon footprint and providing clean energy, green energy to the people. So it's a step in that direction, and it will change the lives of people living in that Bundelkhand region and making surplus power available and to these regions.
So not only is access or the creation of resources for the people of Bundelkhand important, Uttar Pradesh and Madhya Pradesh, but we're also talking about a governance model which is sustainable for the region as well. That's part of the overall development of Parivartan, as we like to call it. So 1153 Atal Gram Suhasan Buildings, for which the foundation stone has also been laid by our Honorable Prime Minister. This is for the proper conduct and working of Gram Panchayat's governance at the local level. Could you tell us something, for the benefit of our listeners, what this actually is all about?
This was on the initiative of Prime Minister Modi that 25th December, birth anniversary of former Prime Minister Atal Bihari Vajpayee, is now celebrated as Good Governance Day. So as part of that initiative, Prime Minister performed Humi Pujan for 1153 Atal Gram Sushasan Bhavans, which are designed to enhance local governance infrastructure. And these panchayat buildings, which are valued at rupees 438 crores nearly, are part of a larger effort to provide modern facilities in nearly 2,500 gram panchayats across the state in Madhya Pradesh. Because at the ground level, if you see, providing infrastructure, governance infrastructure, we also have this multi-tier system of governance. We have at the grassroots, we have panchayat, then we have block level bodies, then we have district level bodies. So the panchayat level bodies are the ones which provide governance structure in the villages. And we also know this Mahatma Gandhi NREGA, National Rural Employment Guarantee Scheme, which has been a very ambitious project of all the governments, all the previous governments as well, and the NDA government led by BJP. So it provides employment to the rural people, guarantees employment for a certain number of days in a year. To govern all these structures and to facilitate governance system, I think this Sushasan Bhavans, these buildings, will provide the necessary infrastructure to the local people at the panchayat level, which is a very welcome step by the government.
So the mega projects are being rolled out under the current administration of the Honorable Prime Minister of India, Sri Narendra Modi. But could you tell us something about the legacy of the late Sri Atal Bihari Vajpayee, former Prime Minister of India?
Atalji's vision, everyone knows, the BJP's vision is taking the development to the last mile, which both Prime Minister Vajpayee and taking this forward Prime Minister Modi's current government. And since 2014, as Prime Minister Modi has been in power, his main focus has been to strengthen the programs, to roll out the new programs, basically of infrastructure, and what Atalji used to lay great emphasis on, and taking such projects which, like interlinking of rivers, which was a dream project of Atal Bihari Vajpayee. Similarly, in urban infrastructure, providing urban facilities in rural areas, that was the vision of our late President Dr. APJ Abdul Kalam during Atal Bihari Vajpayee's government. So on all these projects, the current government has provided a greater thrust towards that, and PM Modi has been very keen on personally monitoring at the Prime Minister's office level implementation of these projects. So BJP had been, right from former Prime Minister Atal Bihari Vajpayee's time and period, very keen on taking this development, and the theme of the current government is also coined to suit that. So I think all in all, this is a befitting tribute to former Prime Minister Atal Bihari Vajpayee on his 100th birth anniversary, that such multiple development projects and programs, where there we have mega projects, we have smaller projects, we have clean energy projects, good governance projects, are rolled out on this day.
Vinay Kumarji, thank you so much for being with us on Akashvani and explaining to our listeners the challenges of the mega projects for which our Honorable Prime Minister, Shri Narendra Modi, has visited Madhya Pradesh today to inaugurate and lay the foundation stone of multiple projects in the Bundelkhand region. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Arjun.
You were listening to a discussion on inauguration and laying foundation stone of various development projects in Madhya Pradesh. The participants were Vinay Kumar, political analyst, and Arjun Chaudhary, anchor. This program was produced and presented by the New Services Division of Akashvani. You can listen to it on our mobile app, News on AIR. This program is also available on our YouTube channel, News on AIR Official. You may share your feedback about this program through email at airnstalks@gmail.com or WhatsApp on 9289094. 4044.